Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106 of the Fan. We're live on CSM Mid-Atlantic. Remember, Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, will join us coming up at 9. Talk some Redskins with our Redskins insider, Chris Russell, at 9:40. So, we mentioned this earlier in the show. Thank you to all our listeners. We actually got like our highest ratings ever. And it's backdated. It takes a couple weeks for it to come out. So, it actually was during our AWOD free month, we had our highest ratings ever. So, we thank the listeners. And so, we hesitate to bring Adam Epstein back on the show because we thrive so much when he's just behind the scenes.
God, we're stupid.
But something interesting happened last week, and that was that a radio show contacted our station looking for somebody to talk about Bryce Harper and the impact of Bryce Harper business-wise and with the team as he hits the DL and potentially would leave the team next year if he moves on via free agency.
And they're specifically looking for AWOD.
And that's the thing that perplexed us.
I don't get it.
So he did this interview on the Transaction Report with Steve Feuerstein. And a couple of us here just thought, this can't be real. This must be a goof. And we're told there's a backstory because in the little small talk, and we played this yesterday, Steve said something to the effect of, we've been following your career.
Right, and that's when I knew it was a goof.
We just were like,
yeah, what career?
I mean, at one point, he had a one-hour radio show on 1580, which
no one followed.
Right, and he lost that 1 hour of radio, so he's not on except for when we put him on, which is generally just to goof on him.
Right.
And my podcast.
Which no one, how many downloads you got, 50?
No, we've got so many downloads, I have a sales rep working for me now.
Wow. Yeah, but you actually had a show which has been defunct for 2 years receive more monthly downloads than your show.
You don't have to reemphasize what a zilch is.
Yes.
We already know.
Just that the point fact has that been established.
The bottom line is somebody asked specifically for Adam Epstein.
So with all that being said, Steve Feuerstein is nice enough to join us from New York. He has the show, The Transaction Report.
And
Steve, good morning.
Hey, Steve, how are you, buddy?
Gentlemen, good morning. What an honor it is to be on your distinguished show.
Hello.
Very nice of you to join us. I got to ask you, what is your show? Is it on the radio? Is it a podcast? What is sort of the origination of it? How long has it been on the air? What's the story with it?
Sure. So I've been in the industry 27 years as a sports promoter, sports agent, and event manager. We used to own national opens throughout the world in different sports. And I was also on radio. I was on socio-political talk many years. Maybe about 11 years ago, you may remember a story I broke with Mel Gibson's father. It was the story right before the movie The Passion, when it came out that the Gibson family had a history of hatred towards minorities and anti-Semitism and Holocaust denial. So I broke that story with Hutton Gibson. And I've been on air many years live here in New York City, tri-state. And I fused a business of event management and media. We're a procurer and distributor of sports business content. So not opinionated-based radio, but sports business content.
I got it. So how can I get your show? So The Transaction Report, how long has this show, The Transaction Report, been around?
Excellent. So we're actually launching in the fall, Adam, and you are one of the first interviewees we had.
Oh, okay, I got it. And then here's the thing. So I went to your website. Drab gave me your website, and I didn't even know how to access it yet. So are you going to be able to get it like via iTunes? Is that the idea?
No, we're going to syndicate, and we're going to be also online platform. But keep in mind, we haven't launched yet. So we interviewed you at the end of the day. This was all behind the scenes for a program launching mid-September.
I got it. I got
it. Now, you interviewed Adam. You're on with the Sports Junkies. Adam works for us. We don't even know what his job title is.
He doesn't work very hard.
And that's what really makes us curious as to how did you land on Adam as your Bryce Harper expert?
Exactly.
Well, first of all, I have an obligation to tell you his name is Adam Epstein. Okay. My name is Steve Feuerstein, and I felt an affinity toward Adam, and I felt it was important to acknowledge that perhaps familial background that we may have had.
Oh, so you're secondly, doing a bit. This can't be real.
So secondly, on a serious note, when you walk on the streets and you mention the name AWOD, Adam's nom de guerre, everyone here knows AWOD. So all we right. felt AWOD would be a very good gentleman
everyone
to
where
interview.
Knows, everyone where knows AWOD.
Yeah, and how would they know that nickname unless they listened to this show?
Well, Yankee Stadium is about 4 miles from our office. And if you say to people and walk up to them and say, hey, do you like it?
All right, he's doing a bit. It's
a punked bit. It's basically a punked bit.
It's 100% a bit. It's not real. Who's behind it? Do you know who's behind
it? You know as much as I do at this point. I think he's doing shtick.
No, he's 100% doing shtick.
Yeah, he's not answering the question.
He's not answering the question.
Well, I'm confused.
You don't go to Yankee
so
Stadium and anybody knows who AY is.
He's clearly doing a bit. I think this is my prediction. I think his producer is a big fan of the Junkies. I think Steve doesn't know who AWOD is, doesn't know who the Junkies is.
Right.
And I think his producer's feeding him lines and telling him that AWOD's a big star.
He's a professional, and then the producer is giving him some lines to say. Like when we give
you... Oh, you guys are very good. So the truth be told, it goes.
All right,
I was going to tell you that I got a call from Adam's mother. She paid us a lot of cash, and we put him on the program. But here is the truth. The producer... We had 7 interviews that day. I was told that there is a fan of all fans in Washington. He listened to some podcast. We needed a fan from the streets of Washington, D.C. He says, here's Adam Epstein. He has his own show in D.C., works for the fan. Obviously, we listen to Boomer and Carton up here every day. And at the end of the day, he said this would be a great type of young voice to fit the stakeholder role of fan
for
our
post-producer.
So hold on.
Who told you that? Your producer?
My producer came to me and for the interview, since we had, keep in mind who preceded you that day, we had the former president of CBS Sports, Neil Pilson, the former president of HBO Sports, Ross Greenberg, and Michael Jordan's agent, David Falk.
Oh,
so
real,
in comes Adam Epstein.
Some real
Adam,
titans of the
You
biz.
Were the consummate fan, and we thought you as a fan voice were absolutely fantastic, by the way,
Adam,
outside of your comment about Mike Rizzo being the manager.
Do you know he didn't know who Aaron Judge was? When you mentioned
Judge. That one got me, by the way. That one, I got to tell you guys. And by the way, this has never happened in my career. You guys are phenomenal. When you taped us taping you, and you put that clip on saying that Adam never heard of Aaron Judge, when I said Judge, I just thought that was brilliant, brilliant radio.
All right. Well, thank you.
He just took the ball and ran with it.
I have a question for you, though. When you said earlier that you put on national opens, I didn't understand what that meant. What did that mean?
Oh, so I used to own some of the jewels. I lived 13 years in China. I went over after grad school. Actually, I'm a D.C. boy a little bit. I went to George Washington, got my MBA in 88, and I went to China to learn Chinese, spent 13 years there. So we owned the Hong Kong Open Golf Championship in golf. We owned the Taiwan Open and ATP Men's Tennis Open, all the different types
Who's
of what we call
your company?
National country.
Your company?
That was my company, yes.
Wow.
Correct.
Got it. All right, I like that. And so is your producer like from DC? He's heard of the Junks? Is that what it is?
So Adam, this is just you and me now, correct?
No, it's all the guys.
Yeah, we're all here.
Yeah, it's just you and Adam.
Okay. Oh, gotcha.
I am here.
I thought this became a private conversation. So Adam, yes, my producer, we have a team here out of New York City. And we have 3-4 different producers, and this one was building out a show with all different types of real thinkers behind the Nationals and what would happen if Bryce did not stay at the Nationals. What would be the financial consequences? What would happen to team sales, merchandise sales?
Right, right.
What would
I don't care about that. I'm just wondering, how did you find out about Adam? Again, I want to know that because your producer is from D.C., one of your producers. Is that the idea?
No, you know, it wasn't that. It's that when you scour and he looked, I'm just going to conjecture, when he looked at the platform as who's broadcasting and is passionate
he won't
about
come
D.C.
up.
Sport.
He won't come up.
What's that?
I mean, I'm on the website.
Looked him up.
And it's, you know, it promotes my podcast, says that
what
I do the video.
What website are you on?
CBS Radio. What do you mean?
Yeah. All right. I got to go to it right
Adam
now.
Epstein, AWOD. How's my little bio?
Is that what you guys did?
That's what our producer, he saw your bio and said, what a perfect fan stakeholder voice you would be.
EB, I'm Googleable.
It's shocking.
You're bigger Google. You're ultra Googleable, if I can even say that.
Right, right.
You can't.
All right. So this show is going to be released when? I see you have a whole schedule of events, like in October or something. September. When is it?
No, we're about mid September, third week of September. We'll be a weekly program. We have five different radio platforms, and we syndicate. And again, you'll get it online as well.
Who are the radio partners, Steve?
But let me just tell you one thing, by the way, about Adam. I'm being very serious. I think Adam has a great voice. I think he's very energetic, and he speaks with conviction. The guy should be a star on your program.
What?
I am a star on the program. I just get killed every day.
Adam, is he like an uncle or something? Like, what's the story? Is it like an uncle? Are you related to this guy?
No. But you know, we do have the tribe.
I can try one more. Adam sent us his resume. He asked if he could get a position on the transaction report. I told him I'd have to see how he performs on air. I interviewed him and thought he did reasonably well. So we were about to send him actually an engagement and have him transmigrate over here to New York City.
Are you sure it's the same Adam Epstein? Maybe you have another guy.
Adam, did you
this
send
is the Adam Epstein. Just to be clear, I'm glad you asked that, by the way. This is the Adam Epstein who for 25 years had his own program on ESPN, went over to The Fan, had about 1.2 million social media subscribers.
This is the Adam Epstein who's 24 years old and lives in D.C. and roots for all the D.C. sports teams.
You know what? I'm going to fire my producer when he gets in.
So he's just doing
this
shit.
This feels like a
We have suggestions
for you. Adam Epstein's a popular name, I
have a suggested booking for Steve Feuerstein. Book MC Search immediately. Come on, what are we doing here?
All right, so we hung up on him. So I'm just as confused as ever.
I think it's clear as day what happened.
Yes.
What happened, Drax?
He knew that this was like a fun, wacky show, so he's doing his own, like trying to fit in with the boys bit.
And he's getting attention dollars. And if the producer booked AWOD as a bit, he probably knew, hey, if I book AWOD as a bit, he's going to sound like a tool. The junkies are going to make fun of him. All of a sudden, this transaction board doesn't exist.
He's
going to get some publicity.
He's a nubs producer. He didn't have a silly guest booked. He needed one more. He went down the line, found AWOD. That was legit. I believe Steve when he said that. But Steve just wrote like a bunch of lines to do when he came on here.
Right. He was trying to step up to the plate with the big boys and go zing for zing with them.
Right. All right. There is a silly Adam Epstein, by the way, just Googling, who is a reporter for Quartz. I don't know what that is, covering television. He attended Hopkins.
Well, that's probably who they thought they were booking, and then they got this jerk instead.
I already know I'm not the best Epstein out there. Theo way over me. But now I'm not even the best Adam Epstein.
All right, hold on. Adam Epstein, you said you're very Googleable. I'm Googling. The sports nerd. You're the second one that comes up. God, that's embarrassing.
It helps the branding.
But that's it. Just your dumb Twitter account comes up.
What about Playboy?
He was doing a bit.
Huh?
He was doing a bit.
There's
zero chance that was happening.
There actually is an Adam Epstein.
Yeah, I know. Because
from the area who covers entertainment and TV.
And maybe they thought they were booking him.
No, but why would they ask him about Bryce Harper? It's dumb. He's That's trying really to do point. A bit because it's after the fact. Yeah. You're not understanding when he's trying to do shtick. No, when he's being serious.
Hit the fatigue bell for me. I know
no,
some
no,
people
I'm not
love
fatigued,
this
segment. But hold on. I'm not fatigued necessarily by Adam. Adam hasn't really been a part of this. I'm honestly trying to wrap my head. So do you believe that the transaction report is a legitimate
yes.
show?
Yes.
Rick.
You really think so?
Yes. I don't know how you're not following this.
I follow what he's suggesting. I'm not buying it.
It was very obvious when
no
Steve was on.
No one has ever in the history of the world pre-taped 74 shows in radio and then started releasing them. That's
sure
what the guys
they
planned.
Do. They, when they do podcasts and stuff. That's
and
what
nobody,
Serial does.
Nobody bills him as the star for the first
I mean,
week.
The topic
nobody would
either.
Ever book him. Now, I get it. The producer thought it would be a bit. Maybe the guys would talk about it. That's a real one-outer.
They're doing a bunch of evergreen content and then having a whole rollout.
It's like table manners.
But they
evergreen.
They booked a horrific guest with no information.
Right. They wanted the fans' voice.
He right. didn't even represent that well. He was talking about the Wizards half the time. Well,
that's how the producer pitched it to Steve.
Right.
That's all.
I would like to hear from listeners if they're following this.
Yeah, I'd like their theories.
I
want to
hear
well.
What your theory is. Okay. 800-636-1067. Is this a real show?
And Steve, thank you very much for your time, even though you did get MC Search, which is the gas face.
Hey, I think
because
it had to happen.
We're a very mature show, and we use sound bites from like 25 years
yes,
ago.
That's what we do.
But I want to hear the listener's perspective on this. Do you believe this is a real thing? Like, it was a goof in a sense that they knew they were just going to put this kid on.
Right.
But that the show actually is going to exist. It's going to be distributed. It's like his credentials, a thing where he says that he's the promoter and he owns the Hong Kong Open.
It sounded legit.
I mean, okay, he says so.
And AWOD went on the air to talk about Bryce Harper and said that Mike Rizzo was the manager of the team.
I mean, I shortened general manager.
No, you
just made a mistake.
I should have said GM.
You made a mistake because you're stupid. But your terrible performance was to be expected. That's not shocking.
Right? But I did represent the fan of D.C., I mean, everyone in D.C. doesn't want Bryce Harper to leave,
right,
and I made that clear.
You represented it poorly. You basically said that the beat reporters would no longer exist if Bryce Harper leaves the Bats.
Who says everybody doesn't want him? You say everybody wants him to stay.
He went to VCU. What do you expect?
Right, I want to hear from the listeners. 800-636-1067. Please explain to me what's going on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.